The Road to Recovery, Shade 45. Hi, Paul. Hi, Marshall. Hi, Al.
There's at least three people clapping now.
I know, four. That's I'm going to clap for myself.
Five. Yeah. Ryan's making five. Al. Yeah. Six. Yeah. Six people clapping for recovery.
Yes. I feel like our wolf pack is growing tremendously at a rapid rate.
Where there was one of us, now there are many.
Mm. All right.
We've grown in severals.
I thought to myself, could it be?
We have Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem. We have Paul Rosenberg, a.k.a.
Paul Bunyan.
Oh. And we have Mr. Porter and Mr. Chemist.
Mr. Porter, a.k.a. con artist.
Word.
Yep.
You going back?
And Mr. Chemist, a.k.a.
The Alchemist.
Alchemist.
Old man chemist.
Get it? Because his name's Al, so he's like a chemist. So
and of course
like
you have
alchemist.
You have me. You have me, Reef, a.k.a. Reef the Streets. And we
AKA
have
a.k.a. Daddy Reef.
Daddy Reef. And we're in the recovery room right now. And we're talking about this new little record you got out there, buddy. And it's really fresh. And it's in stores now. And
let's fucking talk. We don't have to talk about that, but let's just talk, man.
But you know what?
Nah.
I want to talk to Mr. Porter about this certain song called On Fire that he produced. What do you have to say for yourself?
For myself?
Yes. Tell us the backstory. Like, tell us how it all happened.
Tell us scope up your ass.
Well, we did the song at in Hawaii. It was like,
I want to go to Hawaii, yay. I want to go to Hawaii, yay. I want to go to Hawaii, yay.
So we was doing, was it after Relapse? Relapse was already out.
Yeah.
So that was last summer.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I don't even think he was coming out of the whole, I think it was, to me, it was like he was waking up to me. Like we talked a lot afterwards, you know, after we leave the studio. And I think it was more like he was tired of, or just kind of realizing like, I want to get back to the old shit, like couldn't really feel the songs the way he wanted to. So the thing was, we was trying to just do some shit where it was like, I felt like I wanted to do some shit like it was back in 93, 96, and kind of bring that to what it would be if I was to do a song for him now.
Like a boom bap.
Because I never got to do that. So to me, it was like, okay, if I'm going to do something, I want to do like some raw ass shit, like as if we was at the crib. So the song just turned out crazy.
As soon as I heard that beat, I was like, yo, this shit makes me feel like the Hip Hop Shop used to feel. So hence.
For all those that don't know Hip Hop Shop and its history in Detroit, hip hop history as well as your history, obviously major.
I picture myself like in the middle of the shop with my Nike hat pulled all the way down, looking down at the floor. Just spitting, you know, just like whatever. Like
I was happy to hear that because it was, I hadn't heard that Eminem or just in a long time, and so for me it was him waking it up.
And in the scheme of things of the whole album is probably one of the older songs.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. But that's like right around the time that the album, the you know, Relapse 2 was kind of, the idea was kind of going in the trash, and it was like right around the time that I started rounding that corner, you know, and the material started getting different and everything. So,
and you were like, okay, I'm in a different place. This is fun. Let's go.
I was like, fuck that, man.
All right, so fuck it then. Let's listen to it, and we'll be
back. Man, let's listen to it on my station, the only station for me, Shade 45, the station that plays the hits, that plays the jams, that plays the hip hop shit that all you day, all love. Day. All day, every day. It's Marshall Mathers on my station right here, Shade 45. You know.